Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Let's Talk About Love, a radio outreach of Labor of Love Evangelistic Outreach Ministries, where we open the Word of God and break bread together. Prepare to be transformed by the power of the Holy Spirit as you receive the Word of God that will transform your heart, renew your mind, and bless your soul in Jesus' name. Now, here's your host, evangelist and author, M.G. Page.
Praise the Lord. God bless you and welcome to Let's Talk About Love. We are on day 5. We're moving right along, aren't we? My goodness, it seemed like we just started yesterday. Hallelujah. But we're 5 days in. Glory to God. Day 5 of 31 days of prayer. Praise God. I'm so excited and delighted that you find it not robbery to share this time with me. You know, it's not about the numbers of people per se who are on the line, but the number of lives that are being touched, amen, and how much work, how much power, how much of the Lord's will is being performed, glory to God, here and abroad. Don't you know that when we pray, we're not just praying for ourselves or our immediate surroundings? Glory to God. These prayers, your prayers, hallelujah, our prayers, the effectual, fervent prayers of the righteous, cover nations, people that we don't even know face to face. Glory to God. That's why the prayers are effectual. My God. They are effective. So much gets accomplished in, through, and by prayer. Glory to God in Jesus' mighty name. So, again, I thank God for you all who think it not robbery to lift little Sister Paige up in your own prayer time. And thank you for covering me during these 31 days of prayer. Praise God, because we know the enemy not sitting down happy about it, and we don't care. We've come, hallelujah, to do the works of him who sent us. Praise God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Amen. So I'm so happy that you could share this time with me. And I thank you for sticking in with me through the rest of these days. We got some work to do, and Daddy got some blessings to pour out. Ooh, yes, he does. Hallelujah. I pray that you're being strengthened. I really pray that you're being encouraged and challenged to go further and deeper in God. That's my prayer. Amen. I want to share with you again by way of announcement that we will be on the air every night for this month, these 31 days of prayer, Christmas included. Hallelujah. Praise God. New Year's Eve night, if the Lord says the same, we will be right here in Jesus' name. And also, by way of announcement, for those of you that have tried to get on the telephone line to call in and you have not been able to, the lines fill up very quickly. So the best way to guarantee that you do get a spot where you can listen live, that is to get on a little early, maybe 5 minutes before 6:25 p.m., before the 6:30 airtime, or you can get on the internet at the website www.mgpage.net and go to LTAL, that's Let's Talk About Love Radio, and you can listen live right there. There's no limit to the numbers there. Amen. So again, we are happy to be here tonight in prayer, seeking the face of our great God. Isn't he wonderful? Oh, y'all better say something. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Indeed, he is. Hallelujah. So I'm happy about this word that we're getting ready to get into, and the word that we're going to lift up as our prayer premise, if you will. We're going to go to Matthew chapter 16. Chapter 16, a very familiar passage of scripture. And it's a funny thing. The Lord just opened my eyes to something about this on this day. After hearing and reading and supposedly breaking this down so many times in my own private time with the Lord, he showed me something really, really simple, but I didn't get it before. I really couldn't see it. Amen. And all you have to do is ask him, and he'll show you, hallelujah, what it is he needs you to know. Praise God. And he has done that on this day. So I'm so excited about Jesus and about what he's going to share tonight in Jesus' name. Let's go to Matthew 16, starting at verse 13, okay? It says, when Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? You know folk talk. Oh, yes. People talk. And Jesus is asking the boys, oh, what are folks saying about me? I know they got something to say. How are they describing me? How are they identifying me? Who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? Verse 14 says, and they said, some say that thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, and others Jeremiah, or just one of the prophets. Yeah, that's the talk of the town going on around here about you, Jesus. He saith unto them, okay, I've heard what other folk had to say, but whom say ye that I am? In other words, what do you have to say? Never mind, I feel God. Never mind what other people have to say about me. What do you have to say? Who do you say I am? Oh, my God. Have you gotten a revelation yet? Woo! Of who has been standing in front of you, eating with you, supping with you, teaching you? Oh, God. Do you know who I am? Who do you say I am? I like Peter. And Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Woo! Wow, blow me down, Peter. Oh, what a revelation, what a truth that this man spoke. Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah. You know it's something when the Lord calls your first and last name. Hallelujah. You know that when you were a little girl or boy and you were in trouble or with something serious, your mama would say, Monisa Gardner. Or daddy would say, Monisa Gardner. You know, there's an authority, there's a power, there's an attention. Stand at attention, stop what you're doing when both names are called. Come on here. Hallelujah. He said, you are blessed. Blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah. You know what Jesus did when he said that? Glory to God. Thank you, Holy Ghost. When he said both of his names, blessed, listen, Simon Bar-Jonah, I believe that Jesus, at that very moment, opened Peter's eyes to give him a glimpse, of his divine destiny and purpose in the earth. I believe that that very moment, this was one of the key moments where Jesus let him know, you're more than just a fisherman. He had told him already before, I'm going to make you fishers of men. Remember when he challenged him and his brothers to drop the net and follow him? Hallelujah. I believe this is a second course of good meal here. When he says, blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. Ooh, my God, we're getting somewhere now. Not only has he called me, my Jesus, my God, but he's letting me know that I had a one-on-one encounter with the living God, a Shebo Koshma. Hallelujah, revelation, knowledge have down trickled on me. Ooh, I know Peter was happy, hallelujah. And he had many more hard lessons to learn, but he did learn them well. Praise God in Jesus' name. So tonight, we want to pray for specifically, amen, for church leadership. Is that all right? We want to pray for church leadership, specifically the local assemblies. There's some stuff going on in our churches. Glory be to God. We know this already. We know this. This is not something new. Come on. But with the challenges that we are facing, come on here tonight, we need reinforcement. Come on. Isn't that right? We need reinforcement. We need to be banded together. We need to be able to stand with one another, cover one another. Come on. Fight. Come on here. Fight together. Fight for one another as the Holy Spirit of the Most High God would instruct us to do. So that's what we want to do tonight. And we're going to allow the Holy Ghost to take us right where he want to take us. Is that all right? Praise God in Jesus' name. I want to remind you also, let's lift this verse up. We must lift this up. We have been speaking about it over the last few nights of prayer. But I want to lift it up, verse 18, where it says, "And I say also unto thee, that thou art Peter." See that? You see that? "And upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." Yes, Holy Ghost. Thank God for stopping me, because I was getting ready to jump right into prayer, but I wanted to share with you, amen, what it was that the Lord showed me about this. There had always been this type of confusion about, Lord, were you saying Peter was the rock? Because I thought you, Lord Jesus Christ, is the rock. Yeah, Jesus is the rock. Let's not get that twisted, all right? Hallelujah. But Peter's name, which means stone, amen, was a representation of that which is unbreakable. And so when Jesus said, upon this rock, he's saying, Peter, what you just spoke out of your mouth, I'm going to use to build my church. Now, see, Peter didn't know at that time that he was going to be used. I'm trying to stay calm, y'all, that he was going to be used to birth the church. Ah! On the day of Pentecost. Hallelujah. Shanda babo. And so what the Lord began to show me was that when you think about a rock, let's liken it to a common day brick. When a building is being built, it's one stone upon another. Come on here. Yes, one brick on top of the other. Praise God and bless his name. And so when he said, Peter, upon this rock, he said, you are a rock. You are a rock in my bunch here that I'm going to use to build my church. What you said is the truth upon which the body of Christ shall stand this day and always. And, oh, the very gates of hell won't be able to break her. Now, listen, he didn't say we wouldn't be challenged, Zion. He didn't say that we wouldn't have to go through. Somebody going to get this through these 31 days, because I see God doing a replay of this. We have to go through, all right? Hallelujah. Your suffering doesn't always mean that you did something wrong. Sometimes God needs to shift you and realign your reaction to some stuff. Sometimes he just downright wants you to move the way he says move when he says move. And you've been slow, so he knows how to get a fire up under you. Oh, come on, here tonight. Glory to God. Praise Jesus. Sister Paige, why you yell? Because I get excited. Amen. And I love what God does for his people. It's wonderful to know that after all of the years that I was out there, y'all going to have to read a book about that. Hallelujah. What God has done in my life. And I know so many of you have wonderful testimonies. So anyway, I share that joy with you tonight to say, listen, just like the Lord told Peter, upon this rock I built my church. He's talking to you too. You are one of the rocks. You are a lively stone, a living epistle. Hallelujah. Unto God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen in Jesus' name. So we want to pray even right now concerning the body of Christ and the leadership, those who have been called to the front lines to watch over the flock, to nurture and to protect her. Father, in the name of Jesus, the Christ of Nazareth, Father, we come before you tonight to give you thanks, praise, and glory. Father, the glory be thine for all that you have done, for what you are yet doing, and what you are about to perform. Father, we magnify you, we magnify you, we magnify you for what you have already set in place for the new year. Father, things that we have not seen, neither fathom or could even imagine, but we trust you for the days ahead. Father, for right now, we also want to say we know, Hashanda, in whom we have believed. We know, like Peter, that you are the Christ, Lord Jesus, and that there's no other God beside you. You are Alpha, and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, the great I am. Yes, you are. And Father, we want to serve notice tonight on every power that seeks to erect itself against the knowledge of you. We put it down in the name of Jesus. Every lofty thing, every nasty thing, every vain thing, every imagination that has been lifted up against the knowledge of who you really are, the knowledge, the truth about you. In the name of Jesus, we're knocking down those things that come against it right now. Father, let your truth continue to march on. We need the truth of you, Father, the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ, the truth of the gospel, the truth of doctrine. Father, we need it to march on in us. And Father, for that cause, we come before you asking that you bless your church. Father, you have set leaders upon your people, in the midst of your people, before your people, in front of your people. And my God, in this hour of a great falling away, so many have become discouraged. Father, we had had a string and a slew of suicides over the past year that passed. My God, but you are faithful. You stopped the hemorrhage in Jesus. And we're asking that you do it again. Father, that you move by your spirit and strengthen your leaders. Father, that you perform a metamorphosis by the power of your Holy Ghost, a transformation for those leaders who are downtrodden. Every pastor, evangelist, apostle, pastor, teacher. Oh God, we need your help. We need your help. We need strength and we need reinforcement. Send help from the third heaven, my God, that your strength, oh God, would permeate and penetrate your church. Father, you gave a warning about leaders who scattered your sheep and sent them astray and didn't go and find them. Father, we lift up those weary leaders. Father, even as you had Aaron and Hur to lift up Moses' hands, we lift up the arms of the leaders tonight. Father, there are some that are leading by example without no pulpit, without no stained glass windows. But you know where they are out there in the vineyard. God, you know where they are out there on Skid Row. Father, you know where they are at Times Square. You know where they are under the bridges, under the Baboshata. Father, in the subway tunnels, you see what they do. Father, you see them in the shelters, in the halfway houses. My God, in recovery centers. Father, strengthen your leaders. My God, that man of God that's getting tired, getting weary of the warfare, because he won't do what man says to do. He's being fought. Jesus, we live up a standard. We live up a standard against the foe of the enemy. Even right now, God, do it for your woman of God. In the name of Jesus, that's trying to break out as you've commanded her to do without reach, but she's being fought because of tradition. Jesus, move in your local assemblies, Lord God. We come against occultic spirits. Yes, my God. There are many a building erected in the name of Jesus, but they're cults. Synagogues of Satan. We expose you tonight. We breathe the blood and we walk in the fire and the anointing of Moses and we command the spirit of Pharaoh. Let God's people go. They're not slaves to man under the Babosha, but worshipers of the Most High God, his creation, his diadems, his jewels. Loose them. Spirit of Pharaoh under the Babosha. Loose your oppression right now. Right now. Right now. In Jesus' name, Babosha. We come against manipulation. We come against the spirit of Jezebel, trying to stop the mouth of the prophets. We come against the spirit of fear. Oh my God, false prophecy, false doctrine, my king. Father, these nasty tactics, that the enemy is using to keep your people bound and in fear of man, be loosed in the name of Jesus. Be set free in the name of Jesus. Who the Son has made free is free indeed. Your ministry is more than bowing. Your ministry, beloved one, is more than bowing your knee to man. You were not put here to worship man, but to worship the Most High God in spirit and in truth. You have gifts. You have anointing. You have power. You have enablements, special abilities that God has given you to birth out in the local house and abroad. Father, we pray that you anoint the eyes of your people now that they would know the difference between a shepherd who's assigned to birth them out and a hireling. Oh, Jesus, there are a lot of spiritual parents dressed up. My God, yes, God, spiritual abortionists that look like spiritual parents that are on assignment to kill the babies. Oh, Jesus, have mercy. Move in the eyes of your little ones that they'll be able to see. Yes, Jesus, we come against the smoke. We come against the smoke that's being blown from the witch's coven. Ow! 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 Smoke screens trying to blind the eyes of your little ones that they can't see. Oh, Jesus, rain down a double portion. Rain down a double portion of anointing to destroy the yoke of spiritual blindness. Yes, yes, do it for your glory. Do it right now. In Jesus' name, we lose. Rain down, a rain down portion of courage and then of emotion, wisdom, divine strategy, even in warfare. They are armor bearers. Yes, God, on the front lines, even right now, in the church house, doing their best to walk in the spirit of Aaron and Hur. That the spirit of witchcraft have come in to try to slander. Oh, oh, oh. Slander the character, assassinate the name, destroy the integrity. Oh, Jesus, under the bubble, send your light. We lose your light to uncover every unfruitful work of darkness. Do it now, Lord. Do it now, Lord. Some pastors crying, crying out for help. Oh, Jesus, oh, Jesus, strengthen your people. Lord Jesus, don't let them get heavy, too heavy, trying to carry the vision with the man or woman of God. Oh, Jesus, some pastors crying for financial help. We come against the Philistines that try to steal the harvest. Oh, Jesus, we plead the blood against every evil work of the enemy that will try to dry up the harvest. Oh Lord, we lose supernatural supply resources to every house that has been faithful, seeking you, under the bubble, loving on you, serving you in spirit and in truth. So many leaders have given their last, my God, have given out of their own homes all their substance in obedience to do what you say. My mando, bless them with a steel backbone. Yes, God, of stewardship to be able to withstand the tsunami harvest. Wow! The come about that's getting ready to come before this year's out. Before this year's out. Wow! Come about before this year's out. He come about Shanda because of their faithfulness. Do it, Lord Jesus. Show your glory. Confound the enemy. Strengthen Zion. Yeah, Lord. Wow! Oh God, there are some leaders that are bound, my God, bound by addiction, Rebekush bands of various sorts, my God, pornography, drug addiction, Akush Bahanda Koho, alcohol, Rebekish Mandadabosata, gambling, Ashandadabokosandaba. My God, whoremongering. Control the Kandaba. Father, there are those that are bound by poor self-esteem, bound by depression, bound by pride. Ekemandi. Oh, God, we loose them tonight. Rabakushba, we send your fire. We send your fire to incinerate those ties. My God, there are those that are bound by the spirit of Ahab, Mansi, afraid to stand up to the spirit of Jezebel. Be lost, Kandalabo, male and female, in the name of Jesus. Do it in the married couples that are leading your church, Father. Kandioba. There's been a multiple revisitation of the concept of divorce. Romeo Shanda Babaha. The blood of Jesus prevail over your people now. Rescue your people, Lord. Your leaders need strength for the next realm of vision. The next realm of purpose. The next realm of provision. The next realm of deliverance. The next realm of signs, wonders, and miracles that are about to be released. My God, strengthen. Strengthen, O God, and we shall be strengthened. Let us be able to say with confidence like Peter, Thou art the Christ. In the midst of gun control situations going forth and running rampant in the land where the devil is boldly asking, do you serve Jesus? Are you a Christian? Let us be bold. Not only with our lips, but with our very lives, our lifestyles, our behavior, our conversation and character, to be able to say, yes, I serve the Christ. Most High, the Son of the Living God, in Jesus' name. Father, I want to thank you for binding up broken hearts tonight. There are many leaders that have been so hurt. Oh, God, bound by rejection. Father, I pray you lift them up even right now. Encourage them, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We give you glory, honor, praise, and thanks for these many blessings. In Jesus' mighty, precious, and holy name, amen. Beloved friend of mine, thank you. I thank you so much for sharing this time with me. My prayer is that the Lord will bless you real good for joining me during this time. I really appreciate you standing with me in prayer. Thank God for your life. And I speak the blessings of the Lord that make rich and add no sorrow to it over every need that you have, whether it be physical, mental, emotional, social, financial, or all of the above. Watch God rain on you for your faithfulness to him. In Jesus' name. By way of announcement, we'll be here again tomorrow. There's a cry coming out as I'm getting ready to close. There's a cry coming out from some of you for your pastors. There are some of you that have been laying before God concerning pastors that you know. Know that your labor in prayer is not in vain. No matter what goes on in the flesh or in the natural, pastors are human people. Leaders are human people, apostles, bishops, all that. They red blood. You understand me? Continue to stay on the wall. God is strengthening you for this task, and you shall be blessed abundantly for your obedience to God in Jesus' name. I love you guys. See you tomorrow. Have a good night. Bye-bye.
It is our earnest prayer that you have been blessed and empowered by today's program. You can contact MG Page on Facebook, Twitter, or LinkedIn. You can also write her at Let's Talk About Love, P.O. Box 1066, St. Helena Island, South Carolina, 29920. Until next time, God bless, and remember that God has a sure plan for your life.